My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to know more about Mavis Mills, who is the scammer of Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado. So listen and enjoy.
I go, we will find out how changed you are, Mavis. It's going to take more than words. But if you are honest and forthright and do as I ask and answer my questions honestly, then I will be on your side and work with you in establishing a real, meaningful, and fulfilling relationship with Richard. I believe people change, so you have that going for you.
Wow.
So I've bitch slapped her, and then I've hugged her. I'm like a pimp.
You are.
Now, bitch, go earn me some money.
Now, you know, this is very powerful stuff, because right now, Padula's saying, I want to be a Mavis Mugu. I want Mavis. Richard, you have some
I can't
a challenge.
With, Dick Eldorado can't compete with those abs.
Maybe he started mulching.
We're going to get a bullet.
All right, so before we go on, thoughts, comments?
It's weird how she's like, Maya, I got to go, but she's still willing to pursue this.
Do you like my approach with her?
Yeah.
I like the way you called it on the carpet.
Yeah, I like that you hold your feet to the fire here.
Are you upset now in retrospect that I did not let you in on the action at this point?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
Are you surprised that I'm being so harsh with her so quickly?
No. I think that you have to, because what you've said to Belinda, that you suspect her to be part of the scamming, you have to be harsh with Mavis or else it'll screw up what you've portrayed to Belinda.
You can afford to be more harsh with Mavis because you don't have as much invested in
that is true
her.
Too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm also looking at this as a way, because we've been wondering what the hell is going on with these two, because we don't know. As Pip brought up, they could be the same person.
Well, right. So basically you could use Mavis to shake more information out of, try to get as much more information out of. And like I said, you're not an invested in her as
right.
you, well with Belinda, so you know it works out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Yes, please.
February 12th, Mavis comes in. What do you want to do to prove to you I'm honest? I go, first, I want to know more about you. You said you sent pictures of a white girl because you did not want Richard to reject you because you are black. Is that correct? She goes, yeah. So what do you want to know about me? I go, I do not think I believe that to be honest. You have no idea of knowing if Richard is black, white, Asian, etc. She goes, I have never seen a picture of Richard, but I think he might be white because you are white, too.
That's a great way to think about it.
I go. So I have friends of all ethnicities. Why do you present yourself to Agnes as being white from England?
Yeah.
She goes. She goes. Most whites in the States do not want to talk to blacks. So only in Florida.
Really?
Most whites in the States do not want to talk to blacks. So I thought of using a white photo. Maybe she will talk to me. I go. Agnes never said she was from the States.
Yeah.
She goes. Yeah. How is Belinda doing? Well, look at the shiny object over here.
Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
They're so used to people not really questioning them, where she can answer that question as well. You know, if I show a picture of a white person, they'll be more apt to talk to them than a black person.
Right.
And then anybody else will go, okay.
Yes.
Well, you also got to remember, Joe, when I started back when Belinda was Agnes, I did not call her on BS right away. We built to me calling her on the BS because
yes.
I wanted to woo her
but
in.
But that's what I'm also saying. And the fact where she can give an answer like that to 99% of the people, that'll go, okay, but she'll give an answer like that to you, and you'll just come in with these facts that she's probably like, oh, shit.
1.5 years of law school taught me well.
Yeah, exactly.
I go, how did you convince Agnes to tell me that you two were childhood friends?
Mm-hmm.
Goes, just in case you will not neglect, she goes, just in case you will not neglect me finding my true love. I go, I do not believe that. How closely were you working with Agnes?
That's horseshit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Brother, really? You can do better than that.
I go, I do not believe that. How closely were you working with Agnes to fool Americans on the internet?
Nice.
She goes, I never fooled anyone on the internet. Richard is the first person I have talked to. I don't know about Agnes, but you should talk to her. I go,
that's such bullshit. You know how many people she's been talking to?
Yeah, and she's so confused.
You're saying your girl's a hoe?
Yeah, she's a hoe. But what I also like is, you have no trouble as sinking your fangs deep into her.
Yeah.
I am
well,
doing...
Well, with Belinda, you'll beat around the bush and use the accuser.
It's a completely different approach.
Absolutely. Yes. You sink your fangs right in.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Yes, because you're giving her... It's fun to see after each paragraph when you sink your fangs in, how is she going to come back from this? Because you're just stating blatant facts of what's going on.
Because at this point, remember, I've discovered all these profiles where I believe they're interrelated. They could be the same person. I don't know.
Right, but can you just read back that last thing that she said?
Sure.
The thing about...
I never fooling anyone?
No. Something about... She said something about Agnes.
I never fooled anyone on the internet. Rich is the first person I have talked to. I don't know about Agnes, but you should talk to her.
Yeah, so now she's calling her Agnes instead of Belinda.
I don't know what she's doing. I think her head's spinning. I go, Agnes told me about the trip where you guys went to the beach. What did you guys do there? Remember she told me they went to the beach? She goes, when did she tell you?
Uh-huh.
I go, a few months ago. She goes, is Belinda on Facebook? I go, when was the last time you spoke to Belinda? You did not answer my question about the beach and Agnes.
Yeah.
She goes, you mean Agnes as in Belinda? I go, when was the last time you received or sent a message to Belinda or spoke on the phone with her?
Oh.
She goes, no, I have not talked to Agnes. How well do you know her? She goes, I told you, we met on the internet. Yet you convinced her to lie to me about you, so you must know her pretty well, right? You're leading the witness.
I object.
I'll tell you what.
Sustained.
I'll tell you what, Trayvon's family could have used me.
I object. Leading.
So she goes, most people make friends on the internet. You have never seen me, but you talk to me. It's normal here in Ghana. Internet is for socializing. Yeah, but you convinced somebody to lie to you. Lie for you, I said. That is uncommon practice as a casual relationship. I talk to you for Richard's sake and because it is my fault that this happened. If you ever become my friend, it will be because I trust you, not because you tell me you have changed.
Right.
Preach on, brother.
Good.
Mavis goes, she never knew me. If she had known me, I don't think she would have done it. She wouldn't have helped if she knew I was lying. She asked me to reveal my true identity if I am not real. So now she's trying to protect Belinda here.
Yeah. Oh.
Listen, we might lose Richard. Yes. But we still got Rosenblatt on the hook.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.